This episode of the Spicin Hour is sponsored in part by Mazda. If driving matters to you, drive with the windows down and the wind blowing through your hair, the smell of pine trees and fresh asphalt. You're going to look forward to these moments when it's just you and that road. No distractions, handling every curve and feeling every nuance in the road. So ask yourself, self, does driving matter to you? Because if it does, we build cars just for you. Because to us, driving matters. Mazda. This is Rob Cesternino, and it is the week of August 3rd, 2015, and you are listening to the Spicin Hour. Here we go.
Woo! Baby, I get paid. I don't volunteer. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah. Get in here.
Get me out of here. I'm a celebrity.
Get in here, Spicin.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Woo.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing awesome, dude. I am. I can't speak for Spencer, but judging from his Snapchat game, he's also doing rad.
Yeah, this Spencer, what best, are you doing?
This is the best Friday in months. I've had my first breakfast burrito back in the back of the liquor store.
You're back in the game, bro.
I'm back. I said, you know what? Just because I had deathly ill food poisoning twice, how many great burritos have I had?
Right.
So, you know, it's part of the game. You're going to have to take some hits if you want to play in the back of a liquor store.
Right?
I've been to that liquor store with Spencer, and I can vouch. They put is it mashed potatoes they put in those burritos?
It's not fully mashed. It's a nice little pound.
Yeah, a pounded potato.
Is that the place that cut the burrito in half?
No, that's like the Pacific Palisades, like little fancy pants, healthy, you know, really good food. But it's not like I would not bring it to a burrito eating competition. Speaking of burritos, Heidi and I are linking up with the fat Jewish Instagram guy this week. I'm taking him to one of my burrito food trucks and we're doing our little burrito. So I'll make sure to snap it and try to figure out how we can get him on the Spicin Hour.
Is he local?
He said flying in. So that's how
flying in.
Yeah. So I should just do a burrito Snapchat series where I just have famous burrito eaters come eat burritos with me.
Well, is he a top 10 burrito eater of all time?
I don't know. I didn't even know he was so into burritos until he's now reached out twice for a burrito sesh. So,
well, the fat Jewish implies that he's probably into burritos.
Just when is he coming
in? Part.
I don't know, this week you said, or the week coming up, whenever this, I don't know the calendar, one of those days.
Yeah. I thought he only ate pizza. Maybe he'll do a pizza burrito thing.
Yeah, he said, I'm in LA next week. You around to shred a burrito? I guess that's slang for burrito.
Yeah, it's
you
like
sure that's not like
off.
Some sort of carnita? That's like a shredded pork.
A burrito?
A burrito, or... Could be maybe he wants to eat some Doritos.
Mm.
I don't know, but he said it's on.
It is on, dude.
Tyson, have you ever seen the Jerry Seinfeld comedians in cars getting coffee? Do you think that would work for a Spencer web series?
If it were funny, because the comedians in cars drinking coffee was not hilarious.
Does
really,
Spencer need to attach a vehicle to his burrito eating?
I don't have the Porsche budget. We could do like Uber burritos.
Oh, that would be better.
I don't understand
Uber.
What's that show they had? Taxi After Dark. Why don't they do Uber After Dark?
No, it's perfect. Go back to the last thing you have. It's called Uberito.
Uberito. Hashtag. Yeah. That's got to be it already.
In the car or
in Uber?
Yeah.
Bottom line is, whoever the Uber driver is, when you go out and take your celebrity guest to go to that burrito spot, you bring your Uber driver to eat. So it's the three amigos set up. So you would have two shifting characters always on set.
So yeah, so it's you, the Uber driver, and then whoever the guest is.
Exactly. And I have a feeling like I could get some top tier talent, you know. So.
Like who?
Like Heidi. And that, I don't know.
So somebody. Heidi at least is one.
Yeah, I got Heidi for the pilot.
Okay. I'd do it if I were in town.
Yeah.
And I bet Rob would do it. And he's in town all the time, except for this weekend.
Sure.
Rob's so busy. He can't even message you back on Facebook.
I got your message.
Did you message him back, though?
No, but I put it into the document.
Okay.
I could have used the emoji thumbs up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? I just, that it's very, this is a tough week right now. I just can't even respond to anybody. It's really.
My week was worse than any of your
You weeks. Saved a chicken thingy. Was that this week or last week?
How is this week? So much has gone on.
That thing is crazy because you were like, so did you see that, Rob, on Spencer's chaps Snapchat where he's like out on his back deck? And he's talking to this thing. He's like, it's like, looks like a little bird. He's like, what are you? Are you a chicken?
Yeah.
And it did look like a scrawny, super skinny, weird looking chicken thing from the view that Spencer was filming it.
I didn't see that one.
So I guess, you probably just clicked right through it or maybe you didn't even look.
I wasn't even looking at that many Snapchats this week.
What did, what kind of bird was that?
What kind of bird was it, Heidi? I don't know, but they were really happy that
you called.
They were like freaking like
a heron, an Andy heron.
No, it was a magic bird, but yeah, we saved the bird. It almost bit Heidi's hand off.
Yeah, I saw it bite the lady's hand.
Yeah, that lady.
And you were feeding it.
Yeah, we tried to feed it, but it didn't.
The hand that was feeding it
doesn't like hot dogs.
Yeah, it didn't like burritos. It didn't like anything. It was super weird.
No
good. But other than that, yeah.
That's your good deed of the week.
Yeah, that's it. I paid some paparazzi gas money to take our photo. That was another good deed.
Oh.
I realized that's how you get in good with, the streets.
Kick them cash.
Oh, I forgot. I'm not allowed to take a bite of anything. I'm probably going to get some angry little haters on.
Well, what are you eating? It's just disrespectful to Rob as a podcast host.
I don't mind it. It's the listeners that mind it.
I'm done. Heidi just came and put it in my face.
So you didn't have a choice.
Yeah, it was like a marriage thing.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did she baby bird it to you?
No, she just kind of stuffed it in my mouth.
Okay.
But,
so what ended up happening to the bird?
The bird, I hope this lady's not, some bird.
Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
You gave it to somebody?
She looked a little too excited running off of that bird. I was like, should we have gotten some identification or something from her?
Yeah, but it was definitely the
Cruella. That bird is at the local Chinese restaurant.
Oh, come on.
Served as duck.
What was that show that you were working on this week? I kept seeing pictures of you working on a production.
It's the Spidey's spoof comedy movie. No.
A movie?
No, it should be. Somebody
By
should
the
be
Wayans make, Brothers?
Somebody should be making a movie about Spidey us trying movie? To make a TV show. No, it's a Wii TV pilot little about us trying to help people that want to be famous, and figuring out how to get them more famous. And it is pure comedy.
Can you help people become less famous?
I mean, we can try. I'm sure.
So it's basically a TV adaptation of the book, How to Be Famous.
Exactly. But
that'll help book sales, I bet.
But just 8 years too late. So it's more like us with other Z-list people trying to figure out what we can do to, get a little radar blimp.
So this was a pilot?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it finished filming or you got more to film for the pilot?
No. That's why today's the best Friday ever. Cause that was my first week of work in 10 years. It was so hectic.
And so let's say,
no, I didn't have fun. It was just embarrassing, they had us walking on Robertson, and Robertson hasn't been it was never the cool spot to be on. It was the fame horse spot when we were popping there. But now it's like a cemetery of fame people, you go there, you're just pretty much dead, And,
oh man.
And they had us film with this chick and she had her period and these white pants. And she's like, I have my period.
On purpose?
I think so.
Was that How to Be Famous? Was that one of your tips?
I guess her name's Phoebe Price. She was very nice. And I don't know if that was an accident or she was just going big for the show.
So who is Phoebe Price?
She's like a, She's in the Spidey category, I guess, of fame hustle. I guess she used to walk Robertson when we used to 10 years ago all the time. And do I guess she's had a couple of movie cameos. I don't know. I had never met her. But
she has red hair?
Yeah, WeTV thought it would be funny to like, ha ha ha, let's have Spidey meet up with like the other big super losers and let's have them all like walk together. Ha 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 ha. So we all walked with her and her period on Robertson.
Did Phoebe Price want you to out her period?
She was like owning it. Like
she owned it.
Like if you got it, you got to go deal with it. Instead, she got it and was like, oh my gosh, I got my period in white pants. Let's go walk the street with you and let's sell my hats.
And do you think that's good for you and Heidi as a...
No, this feels like somebody, you know, at WeTV is like, let's make the funniest thing ever just for everyone at the water cooler to, you know, and they made us pay for it. You know, we had to pay $50,000 to make
for her period.
No, to make our own show, we had to give them $50,000.
Is that true?
No, but I mean, it's at that level.
So let's say that this show had been on 8 years ago. What network would it have been on then?
I mean, WeTV, but it would have been more for women. Now We is all in.
Yeah.
It's for everyone. Ready.
Yeah. Now. So, I mean, that's a pretty good deal, $50,000 for this show, because it was going to be $40,000 just to go on a show that wasn't even branded around you.
That was why I was like, wait, we can go on a boat for 3 days or we can walk Robertson with this girl with her period and white pants for $50,000. Let's go with the WeTV pilot.
Yeah, I'm doing a search on Phoebe Price. It seems like that accidents tend to happen to her. There's a whole article about her on In Touch Weekly about Phoebe Price suffers a definitively accidental wardrobe malfunction while wearing a totally reasonable, in no way inappropriate outfit to walk her dog.
And was it really actually an inappropriate outfit?
It's a very inappropriate outfit.
She told us, she's like, oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing. I was at the reality TV awards. I just missed you, but my vagina had fallen out of my dress and I wasn't wearing underwear and they got my vagina. And I was like,
it seems
what?
Like, yeah.
So wait, like,
it fell to the photographers. They caught it. And so... And then I text my buddy who's a major paparazzi legend. I text him, yo, Darren, hey, mate, what can I do to help this Phoebe Price get more famous for our pilot? And he's like, mate, tell her to do a sex tape. And so right after she says my vagina fell out, I was like, well, if it already fell out, maybe you should do a sex tape. And she got so offended. I was like, well, it doesn't have to be hardcore. It is some, you know, some type of thing, you know, maybe like a bathtub or something. I don't know. But she wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
It seems like from looking at her Google images that she would have no problem with that.
Yeah. And then she's like, hey, why haven't you and Heidi, have you ever thought about doing it? I was like, duh, we've already leaked like 4 fake ones. Like,
yeah,
you're late on that, yo.
Yeah, I don't know if you can help somebody like that.
That was what we said. So in the pilot, you know, with all due respect to Phoebe, we decide we can't work with Phoebe. You know, she's got to go on her own path, but we're going to help this other up-and-coming comedian who is really funny, who was on that hater show and like was Kim Kardashian's hater back when we were popping.
And is that the one that you went to the comedy club for?
Yeah, so she had a comedy gig. And so Heidi, we had to wait in between filming. And so I treated Heidi to 2 bottles of champagne at the Beverly Hills Hotel to celebrate, you know, maybe this imaginary TV show. And so we were celebrating and she's supposed to do a 5-minute set. And that's part of like our pilot, you know, her like her big show. And she starts walking off the stage. So Heidi, I said, get up there, Heidi, go do something, you know, save the show. And so Heidi knows how to save a show, busts her twerk skills and just starts twerking on the comedian.
Twerking on the comedian?
Right on her.
Correct. Right. Booty up on her.
And then the comedian threw a fit and left and was like, I can't be funny under these circumstances.
Yeah. And that was all super real. And we're like, what are you doing? Like the whole skit, like what was supposed to happen was like in the show to get her famous. She's supposed to roast us and just like go to town to the point where we throw our drinks in her face and then storm out of there. And then the post would be Heidi and Spencer get destroyed by a comedian. And then like her set, how funny it would be would get posted and all the people that love to hate us would become instant fans of hers. So she would have millions of followers in seconds. And that was our whole, you know, master plan. And she gets up there, does one joke and starts walking off.
Whose dogs are those?
Not mine.
Some lunatics.
So the girl got mad at you guys and left the show. Was that her own way of like her publicity stunt of I'm going to be the person that's going to walk
out
on
Spidey?
No,
she really got all nervous. Like she had like none of the comedians were going up there with their jokes written out. Like she had like all these notes and paper. I'm like, she's reading off it. I'm like, yo, if you don't bring your notes to the state, like what are you doing here? This isn't poetry reading.
People don't like that.
So she cracked a couple of good jokes. She said she's over Tinder. Here's what's so funny about the podcast. When she was rehearsing, Heidi kept on saying, wait, Tinder? Because of, we had our Tinder talk.
Yes.
So she's like, no, Tinder. And Heidi's like, Tinder? You had to be in there. But so her joke was, I'm sick of this Tinder. I'm playing Russian roulette with my vagina. And that was like her joke.
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's as much as you can get it, right? It's just kind of.
Yep, there it is. So Heidi went up and was like, she's like, Dina's got no jokes. Knock, knock.
Yeah, that was good. But
it was just so funny. This producer, this poor nice guy that fell off the time machine, he was like, can you guys tweet that you're going to be here? And so we can fill the crowd up. I'm like, bro, first off, if we tweet, only person that's going to show up is somebody that's probably going to need to get arrested for like trying to attack us. Like,
or Janet.
Yeah. Or my mom who's busy. So why don't we just text her? But he was like dead serious. Like, can you guys tweet about the event? We're like, bro, if we could tweet things and have like powerful things happen, our podcast would be number one, like wake up.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. So was this the WeTV's idea for a show, or did you guys go to WeTV with this idea?
No, it was Left Field, who does, they do Pawn Stars and New Jersey Housewives. They were doing a show about, people want to like get more fame. And one of the people they did casting was like, yeah, I've been trained by, Spencer and Heidi. And they're like, what? And he's like, yeah, Spencer, when I was dating Snooki, he flew me out to LA. Give me my own show about, when Snooki broke up with me and he trained me in fame. So they call me up and like, did you train this Emilio and trying to help me famous? I'm like, yeah, why? And they're like, well, have you done this before? I'm like, I've tried with lots of people. It hasn't really worked that well. And
who's the most famous person you trained?
My sister.
Oh, and
that's pretty good.
Yeah, for sure.
So Spencer, who else did you make famous? You made Stephanie famous.
I helped make, I'd get beat up probably for saying this, but I'll say it. I helped assist in a UFC fighter getting, UFC fame, okay.
Nice.
Who else have I helped? I helped Brody get on Princess of Malibu. I'll take that.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll take credit for making Lauren Conrad famous because,
what about Bruce Jenner?
I had Bruce Jenner's first beef before, that was in the tabloids. That beefs always make you more famous. So I helped make the weatherman Al Roker more famous.
Yeah.
What about Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I put Kim Kardashian on Princess of Malibu.
Wow.
Who else? David Foster.
David Foster, who I sometimes call David Walsh still.
There's a list. This is why on the show we're starting a business. And that's
yeah. Oh, like a marriage boot camp business, but for getting fame. So like
exactly.
Joe. So this is just kind of a show to like advertise your camps that you're going to run. And then like I can pay like, I don't know, $60,000 for the weekend and come to your camp and you can tell us how to get famous.
That's what we pitched. And they want to have like closed episodes where each one is like a new person that we're going to focus on. But I thought it should be where we in a big, huge mansion in Beverly Hills, but it's really the valley with no air conditioning.
And I like
in this mansion, we have, these pseudo famous people living all together and we come in and tell them why they should be more famous. And everyone's competing. And in the end, there can only be one, like the Highlander.
One famous. Well, I was thinking along kind of similar lines, like, you know, the movies where like the townspeople can't fight the bad army that's coming until the guy comes in and trains them all in swordsmanship and bow and arrows and stuff. And I pictured you guys being that person that comes in and trains these buffoons, and then they end up defeating the other people.
So we would be the three amigos.
Yeah, like the three, like the three amigos. I was thinking of Hercules with Dwayne the Rock Johnson, because he does it there too.
What would he be defending them against, that they're all the people that
Well, it's just kind of a training camp where you run them through their paces until they get good at everything. So
I think it's good. How much would you charge people to go to this famous academy?
Honestly, I just need burrito money. So burritos aren't that much, and I need like three burritos a day. So that's like, you know, $15. So
well, but I think you should take a percentage for once they get famous.
Oh no, we take 50% of their 50%. Life.
50%.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that we said that in the pilot. We say, you know, we're doing this as a charity to give back, but you know, obviously we take 50%.
50% is a lot.
Yeah, that's.
But let's talk about some even more exciting things than the Spidey pilot.
Well, 50% of a million is a lot, but 50% of nothing, because you're not famous, that's nothing. So, Rob, would you rather have 50% of a lot or 50% of nothing? Mm. That's what these people who are trying to get famous have to decide.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, okay, what do you want to talk about, Spencer? You're sick of talking about your show?
Whoa, breaking news. This looks like something out of a
comic. Do we need to play the blurb?
No, we don't care about these. Wait, allegedly. Four people were killed in the fireball when Bin Laden family jet crashes after botched landing outside of London. Well, let's just not hope, but maybe it's just the Bin Ladens that are dead and not any bystanders.
How did he have a jet?
Yeah, like they haven't taken the family jet from them yet.
Yeah, let's not. Let's try to not go too far down the Bin Laden talk wormhole.
Okay.
Well, we have.
I feel like this shows in a lot of categories in the iTunes store. It's a TV and film.
Yep.
It's in tech.
Yep.
It's in comedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's in comedy too?
I think so.
I never checked the comedy one.
Yeah.
That's what a tough ranking. Been number one there the whole
tough
time.
Tough chart, I think.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I just wish we had more money, because we could give listeners money like everybody else does.
Well, who gives listeners money?
Like, the other day I was listening to the radio. For
like
the first
Ryan
time,
Seacrest,
like,
we pay your bills.
Ryan Seacrest's like, let me pay your bills. It's like, if Spice and I start paying bills, we'd be all over the place too. We just need a sponsor that wants to come in and pay bills so we can have that as a, like, we're giving you money.
This is the podcast that pays your bills.
Yeah, let's take, like, let's start with small bills, like little bills, like gum bills.
Like dollar menu lunch and stuff.
Yeah, like send us your really small bill and we'll look into paying you.
Yeah. Send us your water bill.
We're still number one on New and Noteworthy in technology and in TV and film.
Okay.
All right, so our technology update. This is big. Fire chat. If you have an iPhone, you can now direct message off the grid.
Correct.
Which is awesome. The other day, Heidi was sending me very inappropriate messages that I loved. Through Bluetooth, and it was even more sexual through Bluetooth.
Picture or text or video?
It's just the vibe when you know it's coming through Bluetooth. It's just...
That's what makes it for you.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter.
This isn't internet. This isn't, you know, through your Wi-Fi, your LTE, your G4.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, this isn't a little MMS or whatever.
Yeah, because your cloud could get hacked.
Yeah, this, you cannot get in this. And I even...
Like Jennifer Lawrence thought she was okay. Yeah, exactly. My stuff's in the cloud. Nobody has that.
Nobody can get to the cloud.
You just feel free in the Bluetooth. And so I messaged the the CEO. I was like, so if somebody gets what Heidi's sending me, how would they get, like, it's impossible. And he said, it's end to end encryption and you wouldn't be able to even figure it out type shit.
Oh, that's what they said on Ashley Madison though.
Boom.
Yep.
Oh, any chance Ashley Madison is going to go to Bluetooth?
Well, they better.
It's their only chance.
I think they're going straight to bankruptcy.
Yeah. Because that's a really dicey proposition now. It's like, well, I'd like to cheat on my spouse, but this site is probably safe.
But I don't necessarily want to get caught.
Yeah.
I was just going to say a shout out at another app that I got my username on. But then I was like, wait. Let me make sure I got it verified, you know. But so next week I'll have another app that I beat that little punk Scottish kid
from Minnesota
or whatever. So we're thinking about naming our first spawn of the Spidey Spencer. So that way we already have all their verified accounts.
And
so you're kind of like, we can't pass you any like cash.
Or but jewelry. But
I can will you these blue checks that I probably couldn't get again and you'll probably won't be able to get.
So if your kid is like 20 though, you're still going to be around on social media, right?
No, no. I would just, as soon as they got their iPhone 28 S9, I would just say, you got them. They're all yours. I'd delete all my stuff and they would get to start.
You would just bequeath all of it to them?
Yeah, done.
Now, are you concerned that maybe your offspring would not want to inherit your past?
Well, that's the issue. That's why we're, you know, it's up for debate.
I mean, even your dad wanted you to change your name so you wouldn't have the same name as him. You'd be taking a new person and they would just be inheriting that legacy.
Yeah, my dad doesn't understand how hard it is to get blue checks and get verified on multiple platforms.
Yeah. So it could be a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes kids don't want to go into the family business.
I wish kids just got to pick their own names.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah, I can't sign into my Fire Chat anymore.
Uh-oh.
Maybe have you...
I had a good run.
Have you updated?
Yeah, I updated. It's making me sign in and it's telling me that my password doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
And then it won't let me reset my password with my email address either.
Are you on Bluetooth?
No, I'm on Wi-Fi and data and Bluetooth.
Okay.
Are you doing this on your iPad?
No, I'm doing it on my Android phone.
Mm. Yeah, you just said exactly why it's not.
Yeah, I know you were setting me up for that, so I just took the shortcut.
Yeah. Okay. Spencer,
let's congratulate Mark Zuckerberg expecting his first baby.
Oh, woo! Congratulations, Mark Zuckerberg!
Yeah,
that baby's gonna have so many friends on Facebook.
Yeah,
you think he can gift all Facebook users as friends to his child?
Is that what you would want?
You know, it's so funny. I used to be so jealous of how Tom just automatically got added to everyone's MySpaces. And it's like, sorry, Tom. Nobody's in your top 10 anymore, bro.
Top eight.
Yeah, whatever happened to MySpace?
Did you have MySpace, Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Brody was on MySpace, I swear, day one it dropped. He was like years before I was trying to, I used to be like, what are you doing? He's like, dude, there's so many chicks. That was my first time I'd ever seen anyone like use social media and I didn't understand it. And he was like, there's so many chicks, they're all over this and there's no dudes on this site. It's crazy.
So he was a pioneer, so to speak.
Yeah, like he could have been like an angel investor and like been ahead of a curve and then sold out right away.
Instead, he just had sex with a lot of girls.
Yeah, I didn't want to say, but I guess it's a fact and I'm re-quoting, but at the time, I think there was lots of Asian women on it and he was always saying there's so many Asian women on it. That's not offensive. I'm just stating a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be offensive if you said Oriental.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
And sometimes it's hard to just talk and not say something offensive. I'm just like, don't open your mouth.
Yeah. When in doubt, keep your mouth shut because somebody will get offended.
Get offended. Yeah. So who's on MySpace now though?
Tila Tequila probably still on there.
Is she still on there?
I don't know why she wouldn't.
She's fighting the Illuminati right now, actually.
Oh, crap.
Fighting the good fight.
I think Tom's probably on there, but I think he probably has a Facebook page, too.
When was the last time you logged into your MySpace, Tyson?
Probably 8 years ago or so.
I'm trying to log into mine now. I don't even remember what
Instead of Justin Timberlake, whoever got that money together should have paid Kim Kardashian whatever they paid JT. And it should have, Kim should have relaunched MySpace.
Yeah, I think did Justin Timberlake waste his money on MySpace?
I don't think he spent a dollar. He's too busy spending on fried chicken.
Yeah, you know how much he loves that.
Well, doesn't he have the fried chicken restaurant?
Oh, what's it called? Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Yeah. No, I'm not even.
Terrible name for Justin Timberlake. Chicken restaurants. I think that's where they took Spencer's bird.
Oh.
No, it was Heidi's.
Doesn't concern me at all.
I didn't come near it.
Yeah.
I don't have any good stories. Tapped out.
I think that was all of them.
No.
The girl that you posted a picture on Snapchat of some girl that came over and like snapped a selfie with
you? Oh my God. It was my first fan of my whole life. That's when the whole Wii show, I really started thinking I was in the Truman Show and like they're secretly filming us like trying to like pretend like we are getting a show, you know? So then all of a sudden I'm driving right after just finishing filming. So like it would seem like this was a setup. And this Audi car full of all these girls are screaming, Spencer! Ow, I just hurt my throat so badly trying to do that. But yeah, so they're all screaming. Oh man, how do girls do that scream?
Yeah, it's out of our range.
Mm-hmm. So they're screaming and they bust this crazy illegal U-turn. And I'm actually like, are they coming to like, murder? You know, run me over, murder me, you know, definitely. So I pull my phone, like I'm getting this on Snapchat, whatever's going down. It's at least I'm going to go down on my Snap story, make some views and get some screenshots. So as this girl's running up on me, I grab my phone, I pull it out. She's like, hey, selfie. And then as she runs away, she jumps in the air and clicks her feet like, you know, that she's in a fairy tale or something. And it was just like, what is happening? And I felt like I had hit a time machine. I was filming a reality show. I had somebody, no, it was a dimension machine because this never happened. And a fan ran up. That was so weird.
So different dimension.
Yeah, it was a different dimension. I think I just shifted. It was like I hopped dimensions.
And how did it feel to have a girl like that?
Whoa.
Come up to you and be so excited.
Like now I know why these boy banders just like are always smiling. It's like everyone's yelling, I love you.
Tyson, I'm trying to add you on MySpace, but I can't find you.
Yeah, I deleted my account.
Oh, you deleted it?
Yeah.
And I don't know which one's the real Spencer.
I didn't even know if you went to MySpace.com. I just found a new site. I got to get my verified name.
Do you have it on MySpace?
I bet
you used to be huge on MySpace.
Do they have a verification process there?
Yeah, so I looked at myspace.com/Spencer Pratt. It has 3,900 people they're connected to, and then 35,000 people connected to them.
I'm not from Rancho Park, so I don't think it's me.
So somebody is even squatting on the Spencer Pratt MySpace.
What a piece of shit.
I bet the Spencer Pratt MySpace was worth something back in the day.
I had it. It was popping. I was shouting MySpace out on the hills.
Yeah.
They had us film below the Hollywood sign and they're like, what does this invoke? Like, what do you feel when you're here? And I'm like,
yeah. By the way,
I have millions of dollars and I don't.
By the way, you could listen to Spencer Pratt, I'm a Celebrity on MySpace Music.
Oh, they have it posted?
Yeah. That's top albums. Cool.
Not top albums.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the number one album.
Don't tease me.
Yeah. It's right here in the top albums.
Look, you can join MySpace through Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you get your verified name like you do with Vine?
Should we start a Spice and Hour page on MySpace? Maybe.
And put all of our content exclusively there.
Because we could be the biggest show on MySpace.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Well,
think about it.
I'm available.
All right. You guys want to get into talking about some voicemails?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. So we got the voicemails that come in every week at robhasawebsite.com/spicinvoicemail. Of course, every week they come in and people leave us very nice voicemails and messages. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
You know you are, your brain doesn't work right when you don't like block spam Twitter accounts anymore. Can you usually like, oh, they follow me.
So it's like if you block them, then they come off of your thing.
Yeah, like, you know, I was about to block this sunglass ad spam bot, and then I was like, whoa, I'm not really in a position where I can judge
the bot. You don't want to lose the spam followers?
Like, you know what? It's okay. You haven't done anything to me, Mr. Spam bot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just stay out of my email.
Yeah, just padding those numbers.
Okay. All right. So here is a question that is coming to us from the Spicin fans. Here we go.
Oh, that's sad. Rowdy Roddy Piper has died at 61.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I love that dude in that movie with the reptilians. What's it called?
I don't know. But I mean, he was like podcasting up. And it was in a beef with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He died today.
Yeah, that's horrible. Oh my God. I love that movie.
Yeah, what a downer, man.
Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't seen it, Tyson?
The Reptilians?
Oh, it's next level. It's the real deal.
Rachel won't let me watch it.
Why? Because it's sci-fi? No, yep. This is real.
Oh my God. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let me try that again on the voicemail.
Peer pressure is so crazy. After this, like, BuzzFeed blogger talks smack about me posting on Elo, and he's like, "You're the only one there." I actually haven't been posting on Elo. It's like he really affected me. What a hater!
He got in your head, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
And
post
it's even that. The little things, man, and then they build up, and you, before you know it, your whole life is changed because of one hater.
No, ignore them. Okay, here's the Spicin fans.
This is the Spicin fans. Spicin, as you celebrate your 30th Spicin Hour, how does it feel that the international media is listening to the Spicin Hour and reporting on it?
Okay, this is a good question. I think this is Spicin Hour 30, I guess, according to the Spicin fans. Wants to know, how does Spencer feel about the international media covering the Spicin Hour?
Yeah, we got on the Daily Mail, which is actually very hard to get on. It's a major... I mean, that's major.
Yeah.
And Yahoo.
Yeah. And you know, it was a recent picture because you can see Spencer with the Steven Seagal cane that he mentioned.
No. I didn't end up using them. I'm not tall enough for the Steven Seagal cane. I'm going to give it to Tyson.
You are?
Wow.
Yeah, I am. It was going to be a surprise.
Can't you saw it off?
Ruined it. No, it's like hard plastic type material, but. And then I read on the back and it's like, Steven Seagal is one of the tallest masters in the world. And that is why this cane is for extra tall masters. I'm like, well, that's lame.
Yeah. So it's only suited to people who are extra tall.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, where's the warning when I paid for this thing?
Yeah.
And honestly, I was so excited. I actually went to the mailbox like two separate days in a row, like telling people I got a Steven Seagal It's coming, my cane cigar. Woo! And then it came out.
Who are you telling that to?
Everybody.
The guard. The guard at the gate.
Yeah. Spencer has a guard at a gate.
Wow.
If you don't have a guard, you ain't balling.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So really, this was a big week for you guys.
Fan, whoever the Spicin fan is, honestly, thank you for your live tweeting. Like, that takes skills. I've tried to live tweet before. And I can't even make full sentences like you.
Yeah, I try for like 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm boring myself right now.
Yeah. Dude, can I throw away the Google Chrome looking like hard drive that pops up on there? You need to keep that thing.
No, I don't think you need to throw that away.
So that was just to download.
So the news story is about how Spencer was filming the show and you have a cane and said, speaking about your injury... On his podcast, The Spicin Hour with Tyson Apostle on Monday, he confessed my knee is done for. Yeah.
Yep. And because of that, we're going to have a sponsor this week. And they are bringing us our favorite product.
What is it?
I'm so excited about it. I've just been waiting to bring it up.
Should I ask again?
I don't know. Are we ready for it?
Well, let's. Yeah, we'll talk about it in a couple of minutes. But let's talk about the this news story.
Okay.
All right.
So, what do you want to know about the news story?
Yeah. So, Spencer talked about the stick, something he admitted to borrowing from his mother as having a dragon hatchet head with a marble in its mouth.
Yeah, sounds dope.
And it does.
And they shot video. Also,
how does your knee feel now?
It felt good. And then I was taking, just walking, and all of a sudden I heard a snap, and I was like, oh no.
In your knee or in the cane?
In my knee. And I was like, I don't think I should be hearing snaps coming out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think snaps are generally bad. I mean, a pop here or there.
Snapchat?
Snapchats. My knees will pop when I wake up in the morning, but I think if you're hearing them snap, like a compound fracture style, I don't think that's great.
Wow.
Yikes. Have you looked at how many hearts Rob has on Periscope? He's like famous.
Yeah, because he Periscopes all of his podcasts. I only do
some of them.
No, I know, but still, he's got a lot of hearts.
I never really looked at that. What does that mean?
I feel like you got like 900,000 hearts.
But what happens when you have a lot of hearts?
Nothing.
You just
get more hearts.
There's more Cupids. Are we going to address Meek Mill and Drake's beef? Does that not fit our podcast?
If you have a hot take on it, sure.
I just thought, I don't know. I just feel like people want to know.
Yeah. Do they already know, or do we need to tell them?
Should we play a little bit of Meek's response or no? Let's discuss the most breaking, spice and newsworthy detail of the beef is that it's been revealed that Drake was peed on by one of the rapper T.I.'s friends at a premiere party or a screening at Sony, because one of T.I.'s friends and Drake got in a fight about where they were sitting. And he got peed on. So as my dad would say, he got,
Yeah.
So that's pretty, that sounds breaking.
Yeah. I like the part that you feel like the most Spice and Hour part of the story is that Drake got peed on.
It seems like our coverage.
Once you get peed on, aren't you that person's property?
In the article, it says that he ran out screaming, motherfucker.
Wow. Who did, Drake or the guy that peed on him?
Drake. The guy that peed on him was...
like high-fiving everybody, probably.
Or pooping.
Let me do one more voicemail for you today.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Tom again. Spencer, I'm willing to bet your entire crystal collection that you just called me a mean word because I called out your boy Tyson on this smoking issue. And if I'm wrong, you can tweet anything from my account without saying it's actually you. Anything.
I don't even know where he's going. Who is this?
He lost me betting my crystal collection. That's all I got left. And it's not getting better on anything.
About smoking.
Yeah, I think he recorded a bunch of voicemails.
Hold on
one of them,
I gotta tell this producer.
In one of them, he had a take about Tyson smoking. I didn't know he was referencing his earlier email. Let me play that.
I'm doing my podcast right now, but I think you should, that guy that you emailed that video to, I think you should kick him some cash because he thought he was getting paid .
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the producer of our awesome show. I got to go back to the podcast. I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, he's talking to
somebody on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's
big business. That's TV show business right there.
Sorry. Yeah, here's Tom's first question.
Hey, Spicin. It's Tom Tamillo from Long Island. First of all, it was really, really hard to find this Spicin voicemail page. So maybe that's why the quality of the voicemails has gone down the last couple weeks. I don't know. I think that Spicin intern is slacking a little bit. Anyways, I got a question for Tyson. Tyson, how do you feel about smoking? Smoking cigarettes, that is. Love to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
Okay. Tom is seeming to imply that Tyson is pro cigarette smoking.
Well, it can be funny to do like in public places because it's pretty offensive.
Yeah.
But in general, I think popular science has said that smoking can be bad for your health.
Yeah.
I saw the sound guy filming our pilot do the most gangster thing on Robertson. This guy was standing next to us just smoking. And the sound guy just smacks his arm that's got this cigarette. And he's like, what do you think? You just stand around here smoking next to us? And I was like, damn, I'm glad I don't smoke cigarettes and have people slapping my arm. But I was like, if I did that, the police would get called. I'd be getting charged, you know, for assault and battery. But my sound guy is awesome enough to smack a dude's cigarette out of his hand.
Wow. Yeah. I watched a kid, one of my buddies, take a cigarette out of a guy's hand. And the guy was like, oh, I guess he's going to take a drag or something. And he just throws it on the ground and crushes it. And then I thought it was going to be a full out fight. And then my buddy pulls out his wallet and gives the guy a dollar.
Hmm.
He's like, that should cover it. Don't smoke around me anymore.
And I wish the guy just punched your buddy in the face and was like, that cigarette cost $2.
Yeah, that was a $2 cigarette. That was one of the expensive, like Virginia Slims or something.
Whoa,
yeah.
Like a 120?
That was a Cuban cigarette.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we do a pee break, please?
Sure. You ready? You ready for this?
I really am peeing too. This isn't a conspiracy.
You're peeing right now.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
No. I'm looking for Drake. I'll be right back.
Okay.
My mind is telling me no, but my bladder is telling me yes. I don't see nothing wrong with a little pee break. Spicin' brought the show to a halt. Oh, with a little pee break.
Now, Tyson, was he really going to the bathroom, or he was going to go look up stuff about Drake?
Or talk to his producer on his TV show.
I think so.
I think he's going to the bathroom. He would be truthful with us.
Okay, let's take a moment and let's thank a sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Casper Mattress. Casper is back.
They are the best.
Yes.
They'll ship right to your door, won't they?
Sure. They don't make you just go out to the store and lug this mattress around, because Casper makes a amazing premium mattress for a fraction of the price that you're going to pay from some of these other guys, making you go through that middleman at the mattress store. It's a long-lasting, supportive mattress which combines premium latex foam with memory foam. It's like the Spicin of mattresses, combining these two wonderful things.
Yeah, the two nicest foams on the market combined into one even nicer foam.
That's right. Because you could drop $1,500 easy, $1,500
more.
Yeah,
I would
on
say
a mattress.
More. Yeah.
But
oh my God, for real, let me get one of these Casper mattresses. I want to just roll it out.
Yeah, go for it. $950 for a king size mattress, $850 for a full size. Boom, there you go. They send it right to your door. It's in a big box. You just unpack it, and then it inflates right in front of your eyes.
Wait, let me get this right. A king is $950.
That's right.
A full is $850.
Queen size is $850. Full is $750.
Okay, so $950 for the king, $850 for the queen.
That's right.
You saved $100 and went for the queen instead of the king at your home?
That's what my furniture is. My furniture is for a queen. So they asked me, they sent me one of these and they said, what size do you want? And I said, I have a queen size bed frame.
Well, so what rookie move, bud.
It was a rookie move, but we just had, our furniture is for a queen.
So hard to switch, right?
Yeah.
Well, you just throw the bed frame away and put the bed on the floor.
I should have.
And then you'll, yeah.
Yeah. It's got the just the right amount of sink, the right amount of bounce. It's a obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. They got a risk-free return policy. You could sleep on it for 100 days with free delivery and painless returns. I wish I had Snapchat back when I got my Casper mattress, because that would have been a great snap.
Have them send me one and I'll snap it.
Okay. Go ahead and save $50 on a Casper mattress when you use the link casper.com/Rob. That's casper.com/Rob to save $50. Terms and conditions.
I'm going to get one for my new house.
There you go.
You have a new house?
I have a piece of property and I'm going to build a house.
You're building a house?
I'm not building it personally.
Right, but you're having
a house built. Yes.
Wow.
Whoa, this is news. What are you, Big Shot? You got a wife, baby, and a house now?
Yeah.
This guy wins Survivor and just his whole life set.
Yeah.
Breaking news are happening now.
All right. At this hour, Tyson is saying that he is getting a house made.
Yes, built.
Built.
It's going to be a little while still. I mean, 6 months to a year probably, but that's the goal.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm going to get one of those Tesla home batteries for it, dude.
A home battery?
Haven't you seen those? So you put solar panels on, and then Tesla's making these new batteries that you put in your home that save the charge. So usually solar panels, what they do is they just save you money, or they spit the energy back to the power company, and then the power company gives you rebates or something like that. So this way, you can save all the energy and use it yourself.
Is this so you can be off the grid?
What?
Power wall?
Power wall.
Wow.
Because you don't want to have to rely on everything and everybody to make sure that your home's running properly. So it would be nice to have solar and a power wall to just be off the grid, man.
You're getting off the grid.
I'd love to.
Man.
I already am off the grid with Fire Chat. Woo-woo!
You're a grid cutter.
Woo-hoo. I just want Fire Chat to send me one of those damn hats with that hang loose logo with the call me sign.
Okay, go for it. All right, so let's go ahead and let's bring in the, besides the Tyson house news, we have so much other news to talk about. So let's bring in the Spice and News.
It's crazy, but it happens. Spice and every cat picks.
Yeah, spice and news time. Boy, I even got into that. I even had to dance on that one.
We need a new song addition. I feel like we're a little stagnant,
How dare you?
Not taking those out of here. I'm saying we need one more kind of little maybe
this is
an
why
ending
we can't
song.
Have nice things.
Maybe it can end. In the end, we got Spicin's ending. This is so sad. That could be the song.
All right.
I like it.
Now, this is big news. This is unprecedented. You know the actor James Woods? Are you friends with him, Spencer?
Well, I'm part of this lawsuit.
You are?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to file, once. Isn't that how you do it? Once
class action.
I'm adding my case to it.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is going to be good. So this could be a way for you to really cash in, because the actor James Woods, he's suing an anonymous person on Twitter for $10 million for defamation. He's saying that the Twitter user Abe List called him a cocaine addict, which Woods believes to be part of a long attempt to ruin his image. And he says that this guy on Twitter has also called him scum, ridiculous, and clown boy. And demands that the Twitter user be unmasked and tried in front of a jury.
Wow. Is that even a thing you can do? I guess. I don't know.
$10 million in damages, and BuzzFeed News has the court documents.
I feel like James Woods' $10 million is a little ridiculous, but you shoot high and then meet somewhere in the middle.
James Woods is looking for, like, what, $4 million?
Yeah, $3 or $4 mil. He's looking for anything, dude. Because even like $200,000 is.
James Woods is a great guy.
So he's not looking for any money?
He is looking for $10 million.
But you heard it here from Rob's mouth. James, he has nothing bad or negative to say about James Woods.
James Woods has.
Stand up guy,
James Woods.
Great guy. If you are making a movie and need a James Woodsy type character.
Yes.
He's the guy to go to, you know?
He is hilarious on Family Guy also.
He's good on Family Guy.
Yeah. Wow. Because according to the lawsuit, over 45 years, James Woods has worked tirelessly to build a career and reputation as one of the most hardworking, prolific, and recognizable actors of our time. He also devoted significant time and money to numerous philanthropic causes. And this person, Abe List's reckless and malicious behavior through the worldwide reach of the internet, has now jeopardized Woods' good name and reputation on international scale.
How many followers does this Abe List guy have?
We have to look it up. Abe List.
Well,
and anyone else using social media to propagate lies do harm and should take note. They are not impervious to the law.
Huh. So is he breaking the law? Do you think James Woods is in the right here?
Yeah.
He's always in the right.
James Woods is always right. Everybody knows James Woods is always right and should have won many Academy Awards.
Should have, yes. And he, even though the statement says one of the most recognizable actors of our time, I would disagree, but it's not for lack of trying.
Mm, yes. Boy, Spencer, now this could be have major ramifications for you.
Well, I've already tried suing multiple conglomerates for the same reason, and so far, no money my way.
Now, I'm not a legal expert, but I believe the case would have to be made by James Woods' amazing legal team to prove that Abe List on Twitter did cause some harm. Now, I don't know how many followers Abe List has, but unless they have millions of followers on Twitter, I don't think anybody is listening to Abe List.
How do you spell it?
It's A-B-E-L-I-S-T.
I bet he like hashtagged James Wood on Coke or something. So now when you search James Wood, maybe that came up.
So by using hashtags that then lots of people could have potentially, I don't know how many people are searching for the James Wood hashtag on Twitter, but if they were, they might have seen this message.
Speaking of Twitter, is one of our Spicin stories, do you have that article about how Twitter is like looking like maybe going to start taking down tweets for plagiarism if you like stole a joke?
Yeah, we didn't have that as a news story, but that is something that has been talked about where Twitter is going to be looking into. I know that there are some people that like that are like comedy writers and they just sit there and write jokes on Twitter all day and then people like take them and then just send them out as their own and then they get lots of favorites and retweets and those people take it really seriously.
I've had people steal my tweets.
Yeah, and does that piss you off?
Yeah, they don't like give you a credit or a retweet or anything. They just steal it as their own. So I just block them.
Yeah. Tyson, I feel like that used to be your thing.
What?
I feel like that used to be your thing.
Blocking people?
No, like I feel like that Tyson tweets would be rarely about like what you were doing, but mostly
all
just
funny
like,
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've did changed, that too. Man. I used to have a guy on salary that would just write Twitter jokes all day back in the day. And he would show me literally like those night talk shows, whatever they're called. He would show me when he would post the tweet and then when they would use the exact joke and like just straight ripping my paid ghostwriter jokes.
Yeah.
And how mad would that make you?
Well, I was paying for him, so it made me mad.
You should sue them.
Hey, you want to talk about lawsuits? I was told that I should sue Piranha 3D Boobs, that one.
Why?
Because I was going around with a script to all the people involved to that party, even actors that are in the movie. I had my script, which was 3D Boobs with a shark. You know, even before Sharknado.
Oh, wow.
And I had my script and I shopped it and they just ripped my whole thing. 3D boobs. Blah,
so
blah,
what
blah.
Was it
was
about?
That even before Piranha 3D?
Yeah, it was before Piranha even won, before Piranha even went 3D.
Yeah, whoa. Me and Tyson actually did a podcast about a Piranha 3 Double D.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was, that was the name of my movie.
Shark Double D?
No, Bite Me.
Bite Me. And so you came up with the idea. What was the chocolate and peanut butter idea? What was the two kinds of foam idea for you to combine sort of racy nudity stuff with sharks?
It was a spoof on Jaws and Baywatch. So the Baywatch like lifeguards had to fight this shark that was coming up on the beach and just like eating fools that were not in deep enough water for a great white. And so that was like the over the top, you know, piranhas in a lake. Well, how about a shark that like comes onto the sand, you know?
Hmm.
So then the Baywatch babe lifeguards would be topless and their tops would fall off when they're trying to rescue the people. And then they're in 3D. So it's scary and it's got the boobies, titties,
something whatever. For everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this major producer, I'll just name drop him since he doesn't take my calls anymore. Jack Jeraputo, Adam Sandler's old producing partner, told me, he's like, you should sue. And I was like, well, my lawyer doesn't take my calls anymore. And he's like, okay.
Wow. So you were responsible for bringing Piranha 3D and 3DD into the world and potentially yeah. Sharknado?
And in my movie has Gary Busey and David Hasselhoff. So they even used my...
Whoa.
Like, my Busey was the crazy guy that was trying to like help and Hasselhoff was the lifeguard on the beach. And then Piranha 3D...
Had
boobs.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. But Hasselhoff didn't come into the second one.
Though. Yeah, and the second one they used Hasselhoff and Busey.
Yeah. And Christopher Lloyd was in it too.
Yeah. You want Christopher Lloyd in a movie like that.
But at the end of the day, 3D piranhas are better than a shark, so they win.
Okay. Boy, that second one, there was some crazy stuff, too.
The second one. Oh, at the water park?
Oh, the water park. They bit a guy's unit off.
Yeah. That was wild.
Yeah, one of the piranhas was hiding inside of a lady waiting for a guy.
Yep.
Those movies are so good.
Spoiler alert.
I keep them downloaded in my phone.
You invented
on your
them.
Phone?
Yeah, I let them use my storage space.
Okay. Tyson, this is a story that I hope that you could weigh in on for us.
Okay. Right.
Tell us if this ever happened to you. A cyclist in Idaho started a 73-acre wildfire after he stopped to relieve himself.
Well,
that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, you didn't write the part that Rob is forgetting. Is the moron, this is all made up. That guy was smoking a blunt after,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
And, yeah, and he claimed he burned his toilet paper instead of burying it. This guy was doing bong hits on the trail and started a fire. And he's like, no, I was burning my toilet paper.
Yeah, Tyson, okay. You think it's still funny to smoke now?
No, I do not, Rob. You have shown me the error of my ways. I actually go mountain biking with guys who do stop and partake of the sticky icky.
Oh, I thought you were going to say and go number two.
No, but that does.
Oh, I thought sticky icky was like really dirty number two. I was like, ew, is that a biker thing? Like you guys have really sticky. I was like, that's all that was, those tight shorts you guys are wearing.
Yeah, that's what it comes from. And so, yeah, I can see that happening, actually. But that's sad because forest fires, while they can be good in their natural setting where they clear the forest and make room for new growth, in general, if they're started by humans, it's not great.
Yeah, it sounded like an arsonist little... And the forest fires are great and they can clear and start fresh. Can we shout out Rachel's birthday?
Woo! Oh, when is it today?
Oh, she had her birthday on Tuesday.
Oh my God. Happy birthday, Rachel.
Rob doesn't watch anyone's Snapchats.
This was a bad week for me.
Oh, dude. I spoiled her so hard, too.
He didn't see the presents. He didn't see that you guys went to dinner with Robert Redford.
Yep.
You went to dinner with Robert Redford?
No, you don't know because you're too busy.
At Robert Redford's own restaurant called The Tree Room.
You sat right in the middle of them at the table.
Wow.
Yeah. We call him Bob.
Hmm.
Now you're wishing you'd watched his Snapchat.
Yeah.
Well, too late now, dude. They erased themselves after 24 hours.
I know how it works.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
I had to finally, Mom, if you're listening, you're about to find out. I finally had to block my mom on Snapchat. She texted me and she's like, I think you and Heidi are too old to be posting these drunk videos. You guys aren't in your 20s anymore. And I write back, actually, Heidi's 28, 27. I was like, so she is. And she's like, you know what I mean. I was like, thanks for your insight, Mom. But I think you have enough on your plate to worry about. But so I just blocked my mom. I'm done. I'm turning 32 in 2 weeks.
Why didn't you say, well, Mom, I obviously didn't get my party animal spirit from you.
I mean, I'm just shocked that my mom, I'm this old and my mom's telling me what I can Snapchat. Like, what has happened to the world?
Yeah.
My mom doesn't even know what Snapchat is.
Right. I know. This was my one, like, I can be me. And now
I can see, finally I think be
that,
me.
But that's the life cycle to me of social media. It's like, hey, here's a new thing. And then everybody gets on it. Just like MySpace. It's like, oh, great. It's just me and all these chicks on here on MySpace. Yeah, fantastic.
Parents find out about
but
it.
But then the parents get there and they're like, hey, I want to see my kid. I want to get on social media. And then the thing gets bigger. More people are on it. But then the people who are the people that were there first are like, this is lame now. My parents are here. And so they go to the next thing.
Yeah. Oh, my mom was like, I got the Fire Chat app. I was like, how did you hear about that? And she goes, oh, watching the live Periscope. When Rob was talking about it, I was like, you have Periscope? How do you know about Periscope? And she's like, oh, from listening to your podcast. So I was like, oh, this is just so great, Mom.
Janet's awesome.
Yeah.
My mom's just going to chip me.
Because it's the same thing with the vocabulary. Like, if anyone over like 30 or 35 says on fleek, game over for that. And I just said it. I'm 36.
Right. Once I know about it, then it's over. Yeah. That's really, that should be the bar. Once I know about something, it's over.
Well,
I want to secrets.
Heidi, bring me your phone so I can download this app so I can get you your name before somebody else does so that I can tell people about the new app.
Yeah.
Heidi.
I think if I was going to invent a new social media app, it would be like a Logan's Run type thing. And once you were 30, you couldn't access it anymore.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, my buddy started that dating app where, you know, it's like the Soho House of apps where you like have to like, you know, be invited, like secret society dating app, but then you pay $10 a month, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's kind of like it. It's a secret app you can't even get access to.
All right. So here's another news story. And I think that this is interesting. So a student at the Pratt Institute. Now, is that a real thing, Spencer? Or is that?
Oh, yeah. I always screen grab their logos.
Do you have a crested blazer that you wear from them?
I started buying all their merchandise. And then I was like, wait, I spent 10 years to get this USC degree. Like, I can't really.
You know, the Pratt Institute.
If the Pratt Institute was like known as Harvard or Princeton, I would definitely rep it way harder.
Yeah. All right. So a student at the Pratt Institute has designed a new spray-on condom that conforms to the individual user.
Okay.
What do you think of this?
I like it.
Good idea?
It's kind of probably messy, though. And
yeah,
also,
I think so, right?
And then you can use it for other stuff, too.
Like the spray or the,
yeah.
Or the condom?
Probably just the spray.
I mean, is it condom. That stuff where it's like you see like on like late night infomercials where it's like we have a screen
balding.
Door as the floor of this boat and now we're going to spray this stuff on like.
Yeah, I think it is kind of like that.
Well, how do you get it off then?
You peel it off.
You peel it off?
Like a condom, like a regular condom.
It unrolls?
Probably. I didn't invent the thing, Rob.
I mean,
but I think so.
Yeah. I don't know about this.
Well, it probably needs some work, as do most inventions, mm-hmm. but I'm not opposed to it completely, because imagine what if like one jar was the equivalent of like 35 trillion condoms? Imagine the good it could do like in Africa or something where AIDS and Ebola and all that stuff's running rampant.
I hear that, and...
Okay, but
I'm
you respectfully disagree.
I just feel like it's the actual...
You don't advocate safe sex. Is that what you're saying?
I'm advocating. I feel like I don't think there's anything wrong with what we've got out there on the market right now.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think they need to come out with a lube that acts as a condom. No.
And this is the first step, dude.
I don't know. I just... The spray on, I feel like... it seems like there's a lot of opportunity for user error there.
Yeah, but it seems like, Rob, you're the type, with that attitude, let's say you're like, in the 1800s and all you got like lamb skin intestines or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's good enough technology. We don't need to make any more steps in technology.
Right.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that if we just stayed where we are, progress wouldn't be made. And I think if you're not making progress.
Yeah. I don't know if this is it, though.
I don't know
if this is the progress.
You don't think this is progress?
I don't know if this is the progress. I don't think we're going in the right direction with this.
So how would you go about this? Because everything can probably be improved upon to a certain degree, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a gnarly joke.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to share it now? You're just going to tease us?
I do that with all my tweets all day long. They're just in my brain.
Yeah.
So you're not going to tell us the gnarly joke?
No.
So how can we access this gnarly joke?
Just go, oh my gosh.
All right. Well, let's go to another area in which technology.
Did you watch I Am Kate, Rob, or did you already do a whole podcast about it?
I didn't do a podcast about it. I did watch about 10 minutes of it.
Can you believe how not much reality is in it? I'm not, you know, I think they can do that whole, you know, let's do this like public, you know, what's that called when you're showing help, like that inspirational stuff? What's that called?
Inspiration?
No, like, you know, it wasn't a reality show. Like, I want to see Caitlyn like go cruise around.
Feel good.
Like, you know, I get that they're trying to help and showing how difficult this is for kids and everything, but like, that's like on CNN, like on E.
You
I
felt like
watch,
it was boring.
I just want to watch Caitlyn go get a manicure, pedicure, yeah. Go get brunch. Go to Nobu, take the Porsche, top down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You know, like, I want to see Caitlyn, a reality show. Be you for finally. Like, let's see Caitlyn. And, you know, and I get that you are helping and this is the community. But it's time for Caitlyn to just get to be enjoy life and cruise around and get to be a reality star for the first time as herself versus trying to, you know, go meet with other, you know, killed transgenders, parents. Like, it was so heavy. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Too heavy.
Is that?
This is like, should be on Netflix. This is like in the documentary section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't what you were expecting.
And this is one problem with doing podcasts on a Friday is we can't even talk about Jim and Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did you want to talk about?
A new episode that we don't get an advanced screener of because we don't have enough.
Yeah, don't you work for WeTV?
No, actually, when you pay to do your
own, they work for you.
I am the boss. I paid for that pilot.
Put your foot down.
Yeah. So,
how much money do you have to pay to get a screener around here?
I thought it came with my $50K.
Okay. So, up in Canada, at KFC Canada, they are releasing a new product called the Memories Bucket to commemorate the 60th anniversary of KFC in Canada. The Memories Bucket is a bucket of chicken with an attached Bluetooth-powered Polaroid printer, which will let you take a picture on your phone and then send it to the bucket using Bluetooth, and it will print it out. Good idea? So it's a bucket of chicken, but it's also a Bluetooth printer.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I feel like that there's probably some hidden costs involved. No?
You don't think it's a good idea?
So it's a bucket of chicken and the bucket is a Bluetooth printer.
Yes.
Filled
with fried chicken.
Yes. I like the fried chicken part. Like, I'm on board with the fried chicken. But I feel like a spray on condom would probably be a better invention than a bucket that is also a Bluetooth printer.
You don't think a greasy bucket of chicken would be a good printer?
Depends what you're printing.
Yeah. If you're printing like 1800 style windows.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do.
Okay.
Give me that Bluetooth printer. Give me the spray on condom spray. I want to spray the inside of that Bluetooth printer, then put the chicken in there. Now you got something.
No. You download your Fire Chat app. You go into the Bluetooth and then you do your sexting with the sexy photos. And then you Bluetooth print with your greasy printer, and then your photos just look a little greasy, so then they're not shady looking.
So you're on board for everything. You're up for the memory bucket, the fire chat, and the spray-on condom.
Well, I'm married, so I don't need any spray-on condoms, but I'll take a greasy printer.
And married people, I mean, condoms have anything to do with married or not married.
Do you want a kid or not have a kid?
No, there's other technical ways to, you know,
early pull out or mouth only.
There's caveman skills.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
I got a sneak peek of Rob's favorite girl, and it's not Elizabeth. Ready? I hope you enjoy this audio.
Like, as a person, it's always difficult to hear about Hank's issue because it feels like he won't go near it. Does it hurt you?
Does it hurt me?
Yeah, like in your heart.
Because it hurts her.
Forget Kendra. Does it hurt you?
Does it hurt me?
Yes.
This person wanted the 15 minutes of fame and money.
Who doesn't want 15 minutes of fame?
Who's that? Nobody, Aubrey O'Day?
Nobody on Marriage Bootcamp. That was Aubrey going after Hank and Kendra. She wants the truth. And, you know, that's tonight. So just thought for our live Periscopers who wouldn't want to miss it, we should have a little tease since I work for We and they work for me.
Yeah, she's good TV. She's good TV all real day. Are Jeff and Jordan doing anything on that show yet?
Jeff and Jordan.
I'll take that as a no.
Jeff mad dogged Elizabeth so gnarly last week when she tried to like comment on how they have sex. He gave her
straight, what did she say? Straight
gave like that it was like boring or something. I don't
she
know.
She said that he has sex in a boring way?
Something where I don't remember, but it was where he mad dogged her so crazy, like lady,
Are you kidding me right now, Elizabeth?
I'm being so good.
Yeah. Wow. How does Elizabeth know how they have sex?
The puppets, duh.
I forgot about
how
the
puppet. You have sex with your puppets is exactly how you have sex in real life.
Yep, we learned that.
As much as I love the Spicin fan, since I follow him back, it's the only time my phone gives me like notifications on like the app, because anytime he like tweets or her or whatever.
So you don't get notifications when I tweet?
Yeah, but you rarely tweet me, like, so...
Oh.
You know, because...
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I get it. Yeah.
All right, let's do one more news story today. This is from a man in England who made a post on Reddit offering to deliver pizza to someone in the U.S. But he didn't realize...
I didn't get mine.
Well, you didn't respond to it, I guess. But he didn't realize how difficult this would be to pay for the international pizza. So he ended up buying 2 bitcoins to see if it would work.
Okay, that seems a little bit of a hefty amount for pizza.
And so he didn't know the conversion rate and then found out that he had spent about $550.
For 2 bitcoin?
Yeah.
Oh, the price is dropping.
Is that what it is? I don't really know the conversion.
Well, the conversion at some points was like $300 to $500 for 1 bitcoin, I thought. So must be dropping a little bit. Okay, so he bought a diamond encrusted pizza, obviously.
Yeah, he bought anyway about $550 worth of pizza from people for Bitcoin.
Okay, I like it.
Well,
anybody who's given free pizza is okay by me.
Well, I don't think it was free. I think the problem was that he paid $600 for it.
But anybody who pays for my pizza is okay by me.
Yeah.
I would get a pineapple pizza. Why not?
Yeah. Even for $550?
Sure.
I've definitely spent that much on pizza before. Yeah.
The Bitcoin they're saying is about, you get $220 for a Bitcoin these days.
Okay. Yeah. It seems like it's not a wise investment if you bought high.
I don't know. I feel like the second you start using Bitcoins, you're going to start getting a little extra TSA attention.
Got to be careful with that Bitcoin.
Yeah,
you do.
James Woods should sue for Bitcoin, I think.
Instead of regular money?
Yeah.
But does he know how technology works?
I think he knows everything. I'm pretty
of course he does.
Pretty well documented.
Yeah, I don't think we want to assume James Woods doesn't know anything.
Yeah. Boy, if anybody is tweeting about that any of us are a cocaine addict, that's going to be a good lawsuit now.
Oh, great lawsuit.
Yeah, it's all happening. All right. You guys have a hashtag for this episode.
Pratt Daddy, or we already used that before?
I don't think we ever used Pratt Daddy as a hashtag.
I don't know. We're trying to get trending here.
You don't think that'll do it?
Just like I told that producer when he's like, you should tweet to have your fans come here. Like, bro, are you okay?
Okay.
I know. But that's the same way you get free stuff is when you're like, hey, I can tweet this and you guys will get the publicity. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. And you're like, yeah, but most people don't read my Twitter. So that's the one thing I forgot to tell you about.
Okay. So what do we got? We need a... It's put up or shut up time on the hashtag.
Oh, man. Put up or shut up, huh?
What about hashtag put up or shut up?
We can do that if you want.
Maybe Periscopers have a good hashtag, but they haven't told me anything yet.
What about hashtag Zencaster?
No. Well, let's see if this works before we give them a shout out.
Before we start talking them up so hard.
Yeah. All right, let's go with Pratt Daddy because running out of time.
And and brain power.
Yes.
And we do have to do our 5-star review of the week.
Oh, give us the 5-star review of the week.
Okay. We got a couple here that are pretty good, so we'll have to do a couple of them.
Okay.
Okay, this is from This Shit is Bananas is the title by Big Biscuit.
Big Biscuit.
Big Biscuit.
By the way, you could leave your 5-star reviews for the Spicin' Hour at spicin.rocks, R-O-C-K-S.
Correct. Be it babies, pizza, or podcast, Spicin delivers. Podcast legend Rob Cesternino leads a merry trio of bros through a forest of current events, pop culture, and life lessons. It's like if your friends left you an hour-long voicemail discussing the news, but Tyson and Spencer are infinitely funnier than your friends.
Oh,
plus,
wow.
Their Snapchat game is way tight. Grab a listen.
Wow. So with those, you have to have an iTunes account to make a comment or can you be a bot?
Nope.
No bots.
No bots. That's from a real person, Spencer. How's that make you feel now?
I felt warm.
Okay. Here's another one. I'll admit, this is Somehow I'm Addicted to This Show by Cass J. I'll admit, I have never been a fan of Spencer or Tyson. He doesn't say anything about Rob there, or he or she.
Probably didn't know about me.
Or assuming maybe they're already a fan of you. But the Spicin' Hour has changed my opinion. Now I catch myself really looking forward to the nonsense on the show every week. Great work, guys. 5 stars.
Nonsense? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, breaking news is what I'd call it. Yeah. Whatever.
Important life-changing knowledge.
All right.
So, yeah, we got a few good reviews, and it was exciting for me to read through them. So thanks, guys.
Great job on the show again this week.
Oh, you know what? Neither of you did the homework. You're supposed to be promoting the Spicin' Hour in your Snapchat feeds.
Oh, my bad.
Doing it now.
Let me write that
down. Oh, yeah. The Spicin' fans. What about Uberito?
Yeah. Oh, Uberito. Okay, that's a good one.
Uberito.
That was it. Should have wrote that down earlier.
Yeah. Thank you, Spicin' fan, if you're secretly Lita.
Yes, good job.
You think the Spicin' fan is secretly Lita?
No.
I don't know. The Spicin' fan's a better intern.
Come on. Lita does good work.
I meant the fake Lita.
Don't come down hard on our people that do free work for us.
Yeah. You're the best.
Yeah.
I like Lita's work.
Yeah, almost as good as James Woods.
Yeah, if you could beat James Woods, she would be the one to do it, but nobody can.
Yeah. All right. So... that's going to do it for this episode of the Spicin' Hour. Looking forward to hearing your comments on robhasawebsite.com. We love to hear from you guys. We read the feedback. We want to know what you guys are thinking about the show. So leave us your messages at robhasawebsite.com. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Woo!
Woo-woo!